Okay, well, hello and welcome to what is in my mind Canberra 3. As you can see, I'm recording this talk, and if you've been following my website, you know that I'm putting these online to make them available to people. So just thought I'd better let you know about that before you ask questions or make comments or anything like that, just because you might like to know these things, because your words will be broadcast worldwide. I've got what I think is a really good session today. It's pretty loose, pretty informal, pretty inflexible. I've thrown away the PowerPoint slides. Actually, I never made the PowerPoint slide. I've got a bunch of things I want to cover, which you can sort of see the beginning of here. This is basically the outline. I look briefly at Wiki, very briefly at content management systems, blogging software, RSS. I'll show you a bit of the back end of my own system. What else? A little bit on EduRSS, social networking, and XSLT. We're going to do that all in 10 minutes. No, we're not. It's actually a lot of stuff, so I'm going to dance lightly over it without getting into a whole lot of detail unless I absolutely have to. Like yesterday, and yesterday was really good because there was a lot. I want to encourage you to ask questions or make comments or whatever. It may throw me off my schedule. I don't care. This session is for you, so we should be pursuing the interests that you have in mind. I will preface with a couple of remarks because the original brochure talked a little bit about learning content management systems and learning management systems and also conferencing software. My own interest, well, I mean, I've been involved in this for a long time. About 7 or 8 years ago, I actually built an LMS. So I've been playing around with these things for a long time. And my thinking has shifted over the years. I like to think back in the times when I was building LMSs that I was young and naive, because I thought that that would be the solution to learning online. And I've drifted away from it. I've drifted away from the idea of the LMS, partially because of the sort of things I was talking about yesterday, about the use of an LMS to provide information, learning in a static, linear, non-friendly format, and partially because of the way the technology has evolved, where LMSs have become the equivalent, or have actually become, enterprise software. They become systems that you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy. And I look at what an LMS does, and I compare it with the tools that I'll be showing in this session, and I ask myself, what are you buying for $300,000 or whatever? And I just can't see it. I can't see spending that kind of money on software that a 16-year-old can hack together in their living room. I mean, it just... Now, I know LMSs are more complicated than that, but so is the stuff I'm going to show you here. And mostly what I'm showing you here is freeware, open source, written in languages like Perl and PHP. You can get it for free off the net and install it yourself and make it work. The mantra that people like myself, and also there are other people who are working along these lines, Brian Lamb, Alan Levine at Maricopa, Darcy Norman at the University of Calgary, small pieces loosely joined. And it's a different paradigm of computing than that being adopted by organizations like ADL with the massive SCORM systems and common services and Java and J2EE and servers that you need to spend who knows how much to put all this together. So that's the preliminaries. This is where I think, I'm pretty sure, education technology is going in the long run, just for so many reasons. So, what's that for a start? We're okay?
Yeah.
See, it's like yesterday, too. I mean, it's this... You notice the front three rows are empty, of course. And the back row has a reasonable population. And I'm still in throwing range of everybody in the house. And this time you've come armed with coffee. All right. Very quickly,
How many of you are familiar with a wiki? Know what a wiki is? Less than half. Well, about half. How many of you have used them? Fewer. Okay, I'll do this really briefly. Wiki is the epitome of subversive technology. That's why I like it so much. While I was supposed to be preparing for my talks here, I actually was setting up the wiki on my homepage. This is a wiki. It looks like any other ordinary web page, and in fact it is just an ordinary web page. It has one really significant difference from web pages, and that's down here. Every page on a wiki has a link that says something like, edit this page. And any person, anybody, no restrictions, no passwords, no user IDs, nothing. Anybody can go in and change the content. I'll change the content right now. Where it says, I have a wiki. I'll say, and save. It'll take a second or two. Thank you for your contribution. Click here. And there's what I've just entered. Hello, Camber. That's all there is to a wiki. You now know everything you need to know about wikis. This wiki is something called, what is it called? Erfurt Wiki? Yeah, Erfurt Wiki. It's German. The documentation was in German. it didn't install cleanly out of the box, which is unfortunate. I can go in and tweak it. But there are other wiki packages that will do basically the same thing. PHP Wiki is one that does install very cleanly. What was I going to say? It's basically, what I'm trying to say here is that a wiki software is very user-friendly. It's very simple to install. If you have an ISP account of pretty well any sort, you can install it straight out of the box. You don't need to do any special server setups or anything like that. Some wikis require access to a database. This one does, for example. It connects into MySQL. MySQL, if you're not familiar with it, is a database system, an open source database system, again, free, which you can install on a web server. And typically, an internet service provider will provide you with access to MySQL as a database for your internet account. It runs on PHP. The neat thing about PHP is that it's a scripting language, and so the Java people sneer at it, right? It's a scripting language. But the thing is, you can write PHP code as though it was a web page. And anywhere you have a web page, you can have PHP. And that gives you all the functionality like this of the wiki. What the wiki is, it's not the technology, it's the idea. And the idea is that if you put web pages online and allow anyone to change them, it will actually work. And there are... Sorry about that. I'm taking advantage of the Ethernet connection to upload my sound files from yesterday. Sorry about that. I just got to multitask sometimes. The proof of a wiki... The proof of the effectiveness, I hate Internet Explorer. I have to use Internet Explorer because I'm on some kind of proxy server, and I really hate Internet Explorer. Use Firefox. It's so much better. I believe it's org. I always forget. How many of you are familiar with Wikipedia? Okay, that's excellent. One. Wikipedia uses wiki software. I hope I've typed the right link there. We'll find out in a second. And what they've done is, yes, they've set up an encyclopedia using a wiki. Now, you might think, kind of silly, right? Wikipedia has more content than Encyclopedia Britannica. In terms of accuracy, there have been checks on this. It compares favorably to Encyclopedia Britannica. And it has more readers. Many more readers than Encyclopedia Britannica. Wikipedia is in the process of making Encyclopedia Britannica redundant. Anybody can go in and change a page. Anytime. I could change this home page. Should be down here somewhere. Well, maybe not in the home page. I think they're picky about that. Well, let's find a random page. I love random page features.
It'll take me to anything. Felice Anerio. I can't even pronounce that. A-N-E-R-I-O.
So anyhow, was born in Rome, spent his entire life there. We come down here. I'm just looking for the edit this page link. Oh, okay, they've got it. They've changed it on me. So here's the editing screen. This is Wikipedia. This is an encyclopedia that people actually use in schools. I can come in and change the content. And I'm actually going to do that. There it is. Now you might think, how can you possibly get away with that? Well, what's going to happen is in time, and the average time is about an hour, people will come and look at this page, they'll see Blag, and they'll say, that can't work, we can't leave that there, and they'll take it off. A wiki, we'll go back to mine. What wikis do is they have what's called a changelog. And you can see the list of updated pages. I changed this page most recently. And I just quickly click on this page. I go to the page that's been changed. And then in this page, I can't remember what I called it. No, it's the same thing I just did. Anyhow, one of these buttons here, sorry, this is all new because I've just coded it, so. I lost my link. Anyhow, forget about it. There is a link somewhere on this page, I've just forgotten where I put it, because like I say, it's brand new, where I can see all the different versions of this page. And all I need to do is click one button. It'll take me back to a previous version. So what'll happen, the page that I just changed on Wikipedia, the person, and people adopt these pages, and the person who's adopted this page will see, oh, somebody made a change. They put blag on it. And they'll just go click and revert to the previous version. The principle here is it's easier to correct a defacement than it is to actually deface a site. And that's what makes Wikipedia work. And then the rest of it, what happens is because anybody can make a change to the content of a page, if you want something written on a page that will stay, then you have to write it in such a way that even people who disagree with you would agree that this sentence is true enough to leave up. So you get these articles about even very controversial items where the article walks right down the middle of the political dispute because otherwise people will change it. And the wording actually comes out very neutral, very balanced. And Wikipedia has dealt with a lot of really, serious and heated issues over time. That's wikis. That's all I want to say about wikis. Sorry I couldn't find that link, because I feel kind of stupid about that. But oh, verdict. Version difference. There we go. Yeah, I'm still having some formatting issues. See, here's the... Also, it tracks the IP of who made the last changes. So, and then I could just revert back to the differences, to the different changes. Anyhow, this site's open. It's on my website, downs.ca/dwiki. And go in, mess it up, explore, feel free, do whatever you want. That's the whole concept of a wiki. I forgot to actually announce yesterday the address of my website. I feel pretty silly about that, although I think it was on some of the brochures. I hope it was. But anyways, it's downs.ca. And all the links for this talk today are at here we go, downs.ca/canberra3.htn. Like I said, to me this is Canberra 3. So that's wikis. A wiki is the simplest, certainly in terms of user function, of a general class of software called content management systems. And as an aside, a learning management system and an LCMS are nothing but content management systems at heart. They're content management systems with an attitude. There are many, many content management systems out there. I've got a couple installed on my site. This is one I haven't really had a chance to play with it a whole lot because I had some install issues with it. It's called Scoop, and it's a content. See, I've still got it in the default wrapper. It's a content management system intended mostly for news or journalism type sites, and the idea here is now content management systems, unlike wikis, typically require a login. Oops, and that means you have to spell your own name correctly, which I've failed now twice to do. And a secret password. Now what Scoop does, here's the administration screen. It's a very simple sort of thing. Again, you can, basically what happens in Scoop and in all of these systems is you have a story submission screen. And so I can enter a title in. Oops, too far. And some text. I have no imagination. Now let me preview my article. The second screen there is for the extended. Typically what they'll do is they'll have a little intro part to the story and then the longer full story. I don't have a full story, I just have a two-word story. Hello, Canberra. And yeah, that looks pretty good, so I'll submit that. Now what Scoop does is it allows the administrator of the site to moderate the submission. So I'll go over here. Now I've got my administrator hat on. Somebody has put in something called test story. Oh, mine hasn't shown up yet. I don't know why. But anyhow, I have this. This is something Raphael put in. So here's the story. I can look at it and... No, I think that's one that's already in. Why isn't it showing me? Oh, is that what happened? Oh, yeah, okay, there we go. Need to choose a valid topic. All right, yeah. Please choose a section. News, I only have one section. I should have just left that. Okay, valid topic. Title, I have a title. Text, okay. Yeah, I just forgot to pick a topic for this one. See, I'm trying to go too fast and I skipped steps. Alright, it appears to have liked that. Okay. Now, let's see if it's shown up right through. Yeah, it has. And there is, I didn't have to moderate this, I guess, because I, the administrator, submitted it. And moderation of my own item would be redundant. But if other people submit something, I can moderate their submission. And here's my story, front and center on the website. There are thousands and thousands of websites out there built using technology like this. And it's that simple to post an item. Scoop has all kinds of features, and you can see them along the side. You have news stories, story lists, polls, site controls, sections, special pages, boxes, groups, RDF feeds, which I'll talk about later, even advertising, subscriptions, so on and so forth. Very full featured. This software is written in a language called Perl, and to be specific, Mod Perl. It uses, again, a MySQL database. Because it uses Mod Perl, it's not going to be supported on a lot of ISPs. A lot of ISPs don't like Mod Perl, so they won't let you support it. That's an issue I've run into with this particular software, and why I had the install issues with it. But this is just one of many types of software like this. We'll come back to looking back here. A very popular content management system out there is called PostNuke. Now, you want to not confuse it with another one called PHPNuke. Both PHPNuke and PostNuke are written in the PHP scripting language. PHPNuke came first, and they developed the system. Then they commercialized it. That's the kiss of death in this community. Because you have all these volunteer people who are contributing to the product, and then you turn around and start charging money for it, they rebel. And what happened is they commercialized PHPNuke. There was what's called a fork. And that means there was an offshoot of the original software. So hence you get PHPNuke, PostNuke. And PostNuke is free, open source, anyone can use it. Easy install. It has an automatic installation system. Again, here is the PostNuke screen. And I'll log in as an administrator here. So you see, I've installed a lot of these things. I haven't customized them. You can customize all of that. It's just logging me in right now as the administrator. La-di-da-di-da. And here's the back end of it. This is a fairly typical post-Nuke administration screen. I've taken off all the little icons, but I can add stories just like before. So let me add a story. I really have no imagination. I'm not going to forget to select topic this time. Category. Oops. I don't know what that was. It doesn't happen on Firefox. Okay, and now it'll force me to preview. So I'm going to preview my story. There's my story. No imagination. And now I'll submit my story, or as they say, post story. I've set PostNuke up so here so that there's no moderation. So the story will go right to the home page, and let's have a look at it. And there it is. That simple. Now this is full-featured HTML. I can put links in there. I can put pictures in there, so on and so forth. Again, free software. The key to this kind of software is anyone can use it. You install something like this on your university servers and all of your professors, even if they don't like any of this stuff, they can use it. They can start doing stuff like this right away. I don't have it set up, but it supports discussion lists and all of that as well. So it's a very full-featured package. That's all I want to say about content management systems, but the main thing I want to point out here is colleges, universities, governments are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for software that does this. And this stuff is available for free off the shelf. I don't know why. Here we go. How am I doing on time, by the way? Lots of good. Okay. There are other systems. So I've named a couple there. Drupal is popular. Plone is popular. There are others, the names of which I forget. But Scoop, Drupal, Plone, PostNuke, PHPNuke, although you'll have to pay money for that. There's a wide selection. They all have pretty similar functionality. And the trick is to just go and try different systems, see what you like. I'll post a link. I have a link that I ran in my newsletter about a month or so ago of a website that allows you to go see the administration section for all of these content management systems. There's something like 30 or so free and open source content management systems. So you can go in, have a look, see which one you like. Really, it comes down to a matter of comfort. Which interface do you feel most comfortable with? And where will I post it? Well, I'll post it on my wiki site. So if you go to downs.ca/dwiki, if it's still here, there should be a link to, here it is, Australia. Yeah, I always have to say that, right? If it's still here. This page is something I did set up because I really did think I should prepare for my tour. So these are pages for all the different talks that I'm doing. These are links from yesterday. Click on this link, and I've put up some resources and articles and things like that for this particular talk. And if you find anything you can add to it, I'll add the material on where to find that particular site that I just mentioned to test the content management systems. And again, don't like this page? Change it. Now, where was I? Okay. I mean, moving along, we're still kind of in the same family of software, and we're still kind of in the same sort of attitude of software, is blogging software. Now, I know you've all heard about blogs, right? Yeah. Blogging has, after 6 or 7 years, hit the mainstream. Blogging's been around for a long time. I've been blogging since the mid-90s. Blogging wasn't famous until last year. I don't know why. It's one of these things. Blogging software is, if you take the content management system software that we just saw and really simplify it, you have blogging software. I've got a couple here. I forgot to add another one. This is WordPress. WordPress is blogging software written in PHP. And I am having a login issue, so I can't show you the back end of this. I don't know, PHP is like that sometimes. It used to work, now it doesn't. It's because I changed some of my site configuration. WordPress basically is an application you can put on your web server. As I said, it runs in PHP, and you can create a blog. But we'll go to something that does work. Blogger. Now everyone's heard of Blogger. Oh, right, I tried to. I forget I'm an Internet Explorer. It forgets who I am. I hope this works. Blogger.